All right, good morning. It's the Web Wake Up Show, quarter to six and 53 degrees on this a Thursday morning. It is May 24th, and in case you lost count, it is day number 143 on the year. But people are much more conscious, Jason, that is heading into Memorial Day weekend, right?
It is, and it's actually May 23rd, not May 24th today.
Ah, okay. Yeah, thank you for that. So, yeah, I don't know why I said
that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sorry. I think I was
You're just excited about Memorial Day.
I tried to call your landline, and for the first time, that's been a great success and a much clearer connection with you, and then it went to voicemail this morning. So,
yeah, it was so weird. The phone rang, and I answered it like I normally do, and I when I answered it, it automatically went to a dial tone. I was going to be making a call out, so I don't know what happened there.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll hopefully get... We got one more show, and then we give you Monday off, and...
Okay.
We won't talk to you until Tuesday again, so.
Yeah.
Well, you never know what I'm going to throw at you, right, in this segment?
No.
So, I don't know, scripture, let me throw one at you that I think I'm going to try to find Lisa Bevel, No Condemnation, coming up here. It's an oldie but a goodie on a Throwback Thursday here on the Web Wake Up Show. But while scripture says that there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ, it seems that as we live our lives, we can feel that others condemn us. So how do we deal with that?
Boy, I think for me, there's a piece of it that comes back to knowing what God says about me, knowing what's true about me, to practice self-compassion, to come to a place to recognize that I am one of God's beloved. You know, there's going to be judgments in the world around us all the time. And I think we have to come back to those truths about who we really are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's true. And yeah. I think some of the thing I got in front of me right here, it's like, who am I in Christ? Accepted, secure, significant. And I got a dozen verses for each one or close to that, something like that. So,
yeah. Yeah, I think, and again, I think that is one of the things inside and outside of the church we deal with, right, is that idea of condemnation. And so often that comes from us, but I think it can also come from others.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's a mixed bag. I mean, and I think Satan, the Satan, it means the accuser. And so, I mean, however that you conceive of that, I mean, it's that, you know, one of the many books have not even dived into, but one of them, our friend Bob gave, at least me, was wrestling with your thoughts. And and however that comes about, we traditionally think about the world, the flesh, and the devil, but it is, the battle is in the mind so often, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a big thing in that idea of setting your mind on things above.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we think about thoughts, the idea of setting your mind comes up a lot for me.
Now you're calling to mind a old Dallas Holmes song. Now you're really touching the... going way back on me here, so.
That is way back, for sure.
He's from Minnesota, and the Timberwolves lost last night, so they're down now 1-0 in the NBA Western Conference Finals.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
Yeah. And you're a big Caitlin Clark fan. I mean, she's, they say some of the players are kind of jealous of her getting all this attention, but she is certainly raising the attention for the entire league, don't you think?
She is, you know, and it's been fun to watch her coming in. You know, she's had some areas where she's been really successful, but I also think it's been a bit of a wake-up call for her coming into the league as well. I sent you that video of her running into that screen the other day, and the other player just didn't move, and she fell right to the ground. And I was like, yep, it's more physical than what she's run into in the past.
I think that was Brianna Stewart, who's also a well-known player, right? So, all right.
Yep. And, you know, but I'm grateful that for whatever is happening, that she's bringing some attention to the league. And, but she has a lot, I think, that has been put on her. And I'm hopeful she rises to that. And I think she probably will.
No, I think she's inspiring. I mean, she's kind of like, you know, it sort of is like the female version of Steph Curry, you know, so.
Yeah. And fairly humble, which I also appreciate. You know, she's not coming out there and saying, I'm the greatest player that's ever, you know, walk the court.
They just lost to the Seattle Storm last night. I mean, but from what I hear, I mean, young boys and girls were cheering. I mean, so it's kind of cool. So, all right.
I had seen a thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'd seen a thing the other day where some young kid, a young boy, was shooting a three-pointer, and as he shot it, he said, "Caitlin Curry." And I was like, "Aw," you know, and not Steph, you know, or Caitlin Clark instead of Stephen Curry.
Okay.
Or
yeah.
Steph Curry. So.
Yeah, yeah, that is good. Yeah, I remember those days. Hey, we got Acts 2:29-30 today to close things up.
Yeah, it says, "Dear brothers, think about this. You can be sure that the patriarch David wasn't referring to himself, for he died and was buried, and his tomb is still here among us. But he was a prophet, and he knew God had promised with an oath that one of David's own descendants would sit on his throne."
Mm-hmm. "And you say in Letters to the Beloved," your devotional commentary, Peter continued, "speaking in the boldness and power of my spirit, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, our ancestor David died and was buried in a tomb. His body remains there today. His Psalms, therefore, was not about himself. Our God had promised him that one day one of his descendants would be on his throne. God was a powerful king, expecting one of his family members to reign would not be unusual." But Peter clarified that David's prophetic voice went farther. Final thought.
Yeah, you know, I think we've talked about this, that so much of Scripture, all of Scripture, we think, right, points to Jesus. And and we see that here when we think about David writing these beautiful lyrics. I mean, in some regard, they were referring to himself, but they were also much bigger than that. They were referring to this promised Messiah.
Amen. Thank you, friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow. One more time, we'll try that landline again.
Here's the headline, Halvo. No one is buying chocolate chip ice cream anymore. Is this true? I'm curious.
What and why? I mean, chocolate chip and mint chocolate chip, two of the best.
Chocolate chip ice cream, a beloved classic, is facing a crisis in the frozen dessert market. Once a go-to flavor for many, it's now being overshadowed by more exotic and vibrant options that appeal to changing consumer preferences.
Interesting. Now, statistics from the International Dairy Foods Association, known as the IDFA, show a significant drop in chocolate chip ice cream sales, while cookie-based flavors have experienced a surge in popularity.
Brands like Ben and Jerry's offer a range of cookie dough options, while supermarket staples like Breyers and Perry's continue to provide traditional chocolate chip varieties.
So overall, ice cream consumption is also on the decline. What's
that? That makes no sense to me. We're about to celebrate Dairy Month. And now, I will say, in the Swenson household, my kids are going to opt for the cookie dough over the chocolate chip would probably be their preference as well. And honestly, that'd be mine as well, too. But I'm not going to say no to chocolate chip in moderation if someone puts it in front of me. Of course not.
But here's the thing. The full name is chocolate chip cookie dough, right?
Yeah. So, I mean there's still chocolate chips in there, too. Yeah. And I think that's kind of why the kids and I prefer that more, because it's like, well, then you get the actual dough with the chocolate chips. But still, chocolate chips and ice cream is delicious. And I'd be curious to know, on the listener line at 715-396-1670, what is your go-to ice cream flavor? So again, are you getting mint chocolate chip? Are you getting chocolate chip? Are you getting cookie dough, some sort of a swirl, rocky road, et cetera, strawberry, cherry chunk? What is it? 715-396-1670, what is your go-to ice cream flavor?
I don't eat ice cream a lot, but I got to say, like, mint chocolate chip, or I like a chocolate marshmallow.
Pavel, that is very good. Yeah. My grandpa always used to have that in his freezer for me, specifically. That brings back memories to Grandpa. Thank you for that. But you are also adding to the decline, apparently, that we're hearing about
with ice cream consumption. Yeah, that's right. And let me just say this. Maybe you're on the keto plan, which has been very successful for weight loss for a lot of folks.
Yeah.
It's amazing because you're supposed to steer clear of sugar. But there's even keto ice cream.
There are, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the Rebel brand and stuff. So Halo Top.
So anyhow, yeah, what's the question again?
What is your go-to ice cream flavor? So if you're buying flavored ice cream, what's your go-to? 715-396-1670.
Well, Caleb, a couple of responders on the listener line to our ice cream question, 715-396-1670, asking,
we wanted to know, what's your favorite flavor, your go-to flavor of ice cream? So if you're getting flavored ice cream, what would you choose first? And we heard from one member of the Whip family who says peanut butter cup ice cream from Quick Trip. They clarified it has peanut butter cups and peanut butter layered between chocolate ice cream.
That's interesting, because another person says chocolate peanut butter delight. So there's kind of
good
a
combo,
kind of a trend there. Yeah, we're both fans.
Well, this is pretty incredible. Twins reunited. And what an accomplishment both of them had in separate states, Wisconsin and Washington.
Yeah, identical twins, Audrey Doring and Gracie Rainsbury, who were separated as babies and reconnected at age 10 after being adopted by different families, are now celebrating another remarkable achievement.
Yes, both girls have been named valedictorians of their respective high schools.
Audrey and Gracie, now 18, have formed a strong bond since their reunion in 2017.
Audrey recently graduated here in Wisconsin, and Gracie will soon celebrate her graduation in Washington State.
Audrey's mom, Jennifer, discovered her daughter had a twin and connected with Gracie's mom on Facebook to bring the sisters together.
Pretty cool. Again, sometimes we can be down on social media and all the negativity there, but there can be a lot of positive things about it, too. That's why we bring you on the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group, the hashtag best thing I saw this week every Friday morning, saying, hey, there are some positive things out there. This is one of those stories. The good news.
Absolutely. And we're asking you this morning on the listener line, what is your favorite ice cream flavor? Hearing from Sherry and Bloomer, she's going with good old chocolate chip mint. So
that's a classic.
Still boosting the chocolate chips, just not straight up.
Yeah.
Chip.
After we heard that chocolate chip ice cream is rapidly declining in popularity, we want to know 715-396-1670. What is your go-to flavor of ice cream?
And even ice cream sales are down.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Got to do something about that. I think I'm guilty of using the word awesome probably too much. It's like, oh, awesome, awesome. Well, here are some synonyms from the Oxford English Dictionary as they poked around their historical thesaurus and found, hey, here's some alternate ways that people used to say awesome.
Yeah, for instance, greatly. Although the earliest known sense of greatly probably referred to people and meant ready or prompt, by 1400, the word could be used to refer to objects to label them awesome.
Some synonyms for awesome, according to the historical thesaurus from the Oxford English Dictionary. How about jelly? And normally I would think if someone says you jelly, that would mean are you jealous in today's slang nomenclature. But jelly, appearing surprisingly early around the year 1560, jelly may be related in some way to jolly. Mm-hmm. The use is also a little different, describing someone as excellent but with a high opinion of themselves.
Makes me think of Santa. He's jolly, but I think he likes his jelly. How about topgallant? Originally a nautical noun relating to the head of the topmast, the adjective later developed from this literal sense to a figurative one to designate anything lofty or grand.
Again, a few more awesome ways to say awesome. Supernacular. Particularly used to describe drinks, supernacular is the adjective equivalent of the slang noun supernaculum, meaning a drink to be consumed to the last drop. Chocolate milk.
Yeah, another way to say awesome is fizzing. Didn't know. Many verbs with specific senses have come to have a broader adjectival slang sense of excellent, such as ripping, topping, and rattling. Fizzing is another example often used quasi adverbally.
That was a mouthful that you just read.
Several different times.
Ah, that's fizzing. And finally, divi. Divi is an affected alteration of divi, which is a slang abbreviation of divine.
Huh.
So, how are you? I'm divi, I guess.
Oh, there was one song that came to mind on this segment. Awesome God. Rich Mullins, WWI.
Well, dropping some knowledge, Johnny, on the Wib Wake Up Show, starting with four things you didn't know yesterday.
For instance, did you know that bamboo can grow up to 35 inches in a single day, making it one of the fastest growing plants in the world? Wow.
That is incredible. I had no idea.
I was like, instead of standing and watching the corn grow, how about watching the bamboo grow?
And that's probably a new expression when a kid is a lot taller than the last time. It's like, oh, you're shooting up like bamboo. Almost 3 feet in a day?
I'm going to drop that next time.
Yeah. The average human body has enough fat to produce 7 bars of soap and enough iron to make a small nail.
Wow.
Things you didn't know yesterday. Four
of
them.
Right? How about this one? The third of four. The bowhead whale can live over 200 years, making it the longest living mammal, the bowhead whale.
And finally, one more of these four things you didn't know yesterday. The longest train ever recorded was in Australia, stretching for 4.5 miles. You would not want to be at the railroad crossing when that one's going by.
Oh, my. That is crazy. Well, Memorial Day weekend coming, and, of course, the holiday is on Monday. And it was born out of the horror of the Civil War when more than tragically, heartbreakingly, 600,000 soldiers, Union and Confederate, lost their lives in battle.
Over the years, it's become a day to honor all the men and women who have given their lives in the cause of freedom.
Yeah, initially known as Decoration Day, it was a time dedicated to decorating the graves of soldiers who died in the Civil War.
Now, over time, Memorial Day evolved to honor all U.S. military personnel who have died in service to their country, not just those from the Civil War.